Rabbi Yisai, a YP Rosh Hashiva, came up to me and says to me, Mara said, in the sugya that we completed last time, a Bezdin Naita versus Bezdin Shakal, so Gemara says that Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion against Rabbi Yonah's son, that Rabbi Yoshia held that Bezdin Shakal is not a problem. Were it not for the Torah to have specifically stated Elohim three times, explicitly, I would have been okay with it having an even number of Dayanim. So the Gemara says, where does Rabbi Yoshia have the chutzpah to say such a thing? How could he say and go against the concept of Bezdin Naita? Bardash. So on that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia is just mimicking the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda says, also that Bezdin Shakal is acceptable. So Rabbi Yoshia is just mimicking the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Savar lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, da'amer shivim disnan sanhedrin g'day la'isa shel shivim ve'echad. Rabbi Yehuda amer shivim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia is not such great shakes. Rabbi Yoshia is not making such chidushim. Rabbi Yoshia is just mimicking whose opinion? An opinion that we're Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that 70 dayanim is good for the what? For the third Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Gedola. Ask the Gemara Kasha, not so fast. Don't pull a fast one on me. Amar de Shamas Leila Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we heard of Rabbi Yehuda saying this halacha. The Sanhedrin Gedola dechsivi kroi. Bishar bedina mishamasle. What does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean? Lerer? What does the Gemara mean? Amr d'shamasle l'Rabbi Yehuda b'sanhedrin g'dolah d'schiv ikra. Bishar bedina mishamasle. What's Gemara's kasha? Maybe he only said, maybe Bezdin Naita applies everywhere else outside of what? 70. Why is 70 different? Because the pasuk says it. We'll get back to that line of the Gemara, how literal and how much of an afkamina that line means when we get to the Chidush Yaran under the line in your Mar Mekaymish. But we're not up to there yet. So Abitan, in the beginning of the sugya, asked me, and Iram, where is it? Didn't come?
No, it stops here.
It's really, it's not geschmack to go to the bathroom. But Iram, and I think we'll give him credit. Zochen Ladon Shalom Fanav, when he's not here, we'll give him a zechia. So they asked me, what type of svara is that? If you hold the Bezdin Naita, you hold the Bezdin Naita. What kind of joke is that? That by some Sanhedrin, yes, some Sanhedrin, no. This is that opening day of last week's sugya. Abitan was already asking kashas like this. So I said to him, what did I say to you, Abitan? I said, hold off. I don't say wait, that's not my lingo. I say, hold off. We're going to have a Mar Mekaymis. We're going to have a separate shir on that. To get the Lashonis. So Lamai said, it's a good kasha. What is Pshat of the Gemara? You could accept the Gemara. The Gemara is just making a distinction. But if you actually conceptualize, here it is. Oh, no. Whatever it was, we'll give it credit to Abitan. Lemaise, chevre. What is the svar lechalik? Why? What is this arbitrary? By business shishivim, yes. By no. What does that mean? Is a svar bezin noite or not a svar bezin noite? Is bezin shokol a problem? Is bezin shokol not a problem? I promise you, Iram, that there'll be a shir on this when you ask the kasha. So what's Taka the Teretz? This is a kasha that Rabbi Shachter asked when I was in Shir, in my first year in Shir, about
the year after you went to after the line.
12 years ago. We're learning Sanhedrin.
He asked this kasha. Sabitan?
You're in good company.
It's a puzzle for it, but is there anything? Is there anything, if you're not going to read the Gemara literally, that just because of a pasuk, is there some svar lecha?
Yeah. So what is a pasuk? But there's also a din of bez din noitis. So why doesn't that svara override the pasuk? Rabbanon also have a pasuk of shivim.
Yeah,
they deal with that because they have a problem with bez din noitis.
We'll see.
No, but everyone has this pasuk. Everyone has this pasuk. Esfalis shivim ish is a pasuk according to every girsa in the Torah.
The Rabbanon use that for that.
The Rabbanon use that for the bad, and the Rabbanon still don't stay with that pasuk. So why is Rabbi Yehuda so okay with leaving it over here if he would accept the kamtz of the bez din noitis that applies to other bet dinim? It's not like only Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who has this pasuk. Question number one. Everyone got kasha number one?
Yeah.
Mahi hasvara. Question number two. The Halakha Gabali Atosis on the side of the Gemara asks a fascinating question. The Gemara is presenting Rabbi Yehuda Shita over here, and it seems like Rabbi Yehuda holds how many people are in a Sanhedrin Gedola?
Shivim.
What's Shivim?
70.
What does the Tosis asks? The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Bahadam Rav Yehuda beperek Achol, the fifth parak of Sukkah, and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Gabay Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim Shahayu Ba Ayin Aleph Kithridros Shal Zav Kineged Ayin Aleph Skenim Shal Sanhedrin Gedola." Whoa, Rav Yehuda holds of Ayin Aleph people in Sanhedrin Gedola? Right? That can't be. So Tosis is so bothered by this question that Tosis has to reorient you in your picture of Rabbi Yehuda. And what does Tosis say in the answer? Because there's a contradiction in Gemara, and this kasha is such a shver kasha. Did Rabbi Yehuda hold of Ayin Aleph, or did Rabbi Yehuda hold of Ayin? Everyone hearing this kasha? Steering Gemaras. You hear, Lauman? So what does Taisa say? You have to change your perception of Rav Yehuda. No, the 70 also exists with Moshe, and 70 plus 1 equals Ayin Aleph, which represents the Sanhedrin of 71. So, whoa, one second. So were there 70 or were 71? I'm all confused. There was really 70. But then it was a plus Moshe. Remember, you can't forget about Moshe, right? Moshe counts for something, says Tosis. So really, we're going to refer to the Sanhedrin, the Gemara and Sukkah, as a 71 because of a 70 plus 1. Right? Good. Let's learn a little bit about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. Let's get a little background on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. And for that, Rav Osai, part of the reason we have Mar Mekaymes, Rav Osai, we already did the Sugya end of Yud Zayin. We do some of the major sugyas also through these Gemaras, through the Mar Mekaymes. So the Gemara, Antas Tetzes, Zayin Amad Amad Beis, introduces the Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan that we're discussing right now. How many people are in the Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin G'dayla Haisa. My time at the Rabbanan, what's the reason for the Rabbanan that the Sanhedrin had 71? Da'amre u'moyshe al gabehen. One second. I know, I've heard of this phrase Moshe Agabeyim before. Where did I see that phrase Moshe Agabeyim before?
Tosfos.
So, we're in the right area. This is the same language that Tosfos used on Gimel Mabiz, was Moshe Agabeyim, right? Same exact language. We're in the right area. We're driving on the right highway, right? Where cars are next to us. Beautiful. I'm not lost. I'm in the right zone. Zok the Rabbanan, the reason why you have said the one Dayanim is Moshe Al Gabeim. Rabosai, underline that phrase. Moshe Al Gabeim, Moshe Al Gabeim, Moshe Al Gabeim. Amar Kro, as the Pasuk says, Viz Yatzvu Shom Imcha, that they should stand with you, as the Pasuk says. Where is this Pasuk? The Pasuk about Midbar and Parshas Baloscha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is told, you should get the 71 judges, and the 70, says the Rabbanan, is not 70, but really it's 71, because it says, Esvol Yeshivim Ish, that everyone has that Pasuk Ezra. And in addition to the Esvol Yeshivim Ish, the Rabbanan says, Imcha Va'at Va'adayu, with you, which means 70 plus 1, Rabbi Osai. Come on, you can do this. I did this with my daughter last night for her math homework. 70 plus 1?
71.
Excellent. Excellent. Shiv Ketana. Excellent. What is Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda do? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of anything but 70. Rav Yehuda, Imcha Mishum Shechina. No, Imcha means, Rashi says, Imcha Yamdu Michutz La'oyel. They should stand next to you outside the La'oyel, V'lo Yavu O'el Mishum Shechina, and they shouldn't come into the O'el Moed because of the Shechina. Lashon Acher, another Lishna, Mishum Shechina, Shetishra Shechina Aleim, Hutz Cholios Moshe Iman. Moshe had to be there in order to bring the Shechina, but Zokter B'Yehuda, in the actual Sanhedrin, what are my numbers? 70. Imcha, don't learn from Imcha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are not accepted. Frekta Marasha Kasha. Frekta Helega Marasha Kasha. The Chazanish said, if you want to know what the Yom Shad is based, you have to look at Marasha, and you understand the Marasha, then you got Shad and Pesus. Zokta Helega Marasha. What in the world is Tosis talking about? According to who do I find the phrase Umoisha al Gabeyen? The Rabbonim. And who's our sugya emanating out of?
Rabbi Yehuda.
I am lost. I am in a forest. I'm not on the highway. There are no other cars driving near me. I just entered into an Arab town, and I better put my car in reverse and get out of here.
Lock
the doors also. This is a hazard. What is going on here? Why is Tosfos quoting the other day within Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda actually hold 71? Is there a concept of 71? Marsha says, I don't know what's going on. But Sarachian on Tosfos, says the Marsha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the depiction that you get and the picture that you paint for yourself in the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Alf Yitzayim and Aleph Yitzayim and Beis is that Rabbi Yehuda holds 70 and only 70. Moshe Rabbeinu was only in there an excuse for the Shechina. But he's not in any such numbers, and you're not going to make any pictures of any Sanhedrin with anything including 71.
I have a question. You say he was there only for the Shechina, but then Rashi said that he didn't go in because of the Shechina.
Yeah. But Lemaisa, in both of those pshatim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not in any cheshbon, and the cheshbon was always 70.
Even in Rabbi,
yes.
Rabbanan?
You know, in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan, it's always in the cheshbon.
Right, remember I'm saying, if they just had him involved in the cheshbon for the Shechina, then why did Rashi say that he didn't go in because of the Shechina?
No, that's what the Gemara meant, meaning it's just a location where they should stand, but not that he's included. But he's not included according to the user.
Shechina's only there when Moshe's there.
Exactly.
So being outside.
So now you have to go.
There.
You have to go to the mountain.
I'm aware, but being outside, so Shechina's not there.
No, now it's no.
Right, it's going to go inside.
Either it's the pshat is in order don't that you should stay outside with Moshe and don't go inside, or the pshat is that you should stand next to Moshe in order that you should have the Shechina. But either way, it's a location. It's just a location. It's not including Moshe in the number. The Sanhedrin al-Pidin was only 70. Rabosai, in the answer of Tosfos, the MS is, the answer of Tosfos, even Tosfos was saying that Rabbi Yehuda would never meant to say to count it within the Cheshbon. It just meant that even within Rabbi Yehuda, there was a concept of a leader that wasn't included in the number. So we just watered down the question, lefi the answer of Tosfos. But what the Maharsha is still bothered by is that when you actually read the Gemara, it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's non-existent. And there only is a 70, and it's not only within the cheshbon of the Dayanim, but Moshe Rabbeinu's existence was only, as what Lifshitz is saying, just to be a location, or just for some other reason, but not to be a leader of the Beis Din either. Yeah, Ezra. No. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, exactly. That's how you got Ayin Aleph. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that's not true.
That's
the Marsha's Kasha.
To
no, I understand it, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like the only jargon you talk is 70, even if he's not going to be counted within the number. So why would you do that? That's the Marsha's Tzarkin. But Rabbi Osai, I have another Kasha, and this was the real reason I wanted to put this Mar Makomos, not only to get the Marsha's question, which is a fascinating question. Give me 1 second, Hig. The Rabbanan? Tell us that the pasuk that includes and bumps it up to 71 is what pasuk? V'hisyatzvu sham imcha. Right? Not imcha for Shechina Lifshitz, but according to Rabbanan, imcha means add him into the number. Moshe Rabbeinu should be part of it, right? Yiram, I have a kasha for you. What do you need a pasuk for that? If you subscribe
to a concept that I spoke a lot about last week that has to do with evens and odds. You hold that there is a problematic principle of having an even Beis Din. So guess what? Save that drasha.
Why does the Gemara have to introduce a drasha, even within Shitas Rabbanon, to derive 71? Why didn't the Gemara say, Avada, you need 71? A pasuk? I don't need a pasuk for this. It's just like I have every other Gemara that we learned last week. You came to four, you have sources for four, Ein Beis Din Shokel Mosif and Olei Neod Echad. We had one. Two, we have sources for two, Ein Beis Din Shokel Mosif and Olei Neod Echad. Rabbi say, you guys are experts in the sugya already. So why doesn't the Gemara say the same thing by Sanhedrin G'dayi Lo? Azoy frek the Achrayim. What's pshat with this Gemara? No. Because Avada, there are machloiksim when it comes to 70.
Why is
it one day.
Not worry about Shokel here?
Yeah, why did the Gemara have to quote? Why did so what? It's shuckle,
yeah,
shuckle.
Same, yeah, but the same reason that like by like
the Gemara, Rabbi, the Gemara in Gimel and Beis says intuitively, Beis Din should shuckle should even apply to a larger Beis Din of Sanhedrin Gedolah. So, Ribbono Shel Olam, what in the world is pshat in this Gemara? How does anyone have pshat in this Gemara? I don't understand this. You hear the Kashizuk? The Gemara is a fella. When the Gemara quotes you a pasuk on something that you would have derived on your own, you should start screaming at the Gemara. Forget letters to Reb Kiva Eger. Let's write a letter to Ravina Ravashi. L'chavad yoker agoyin agodol. Misadir ashas. Lama tzorech pasuk bedover zeh. Zeh svara. Lama likra. Rabbi Isai, I'd like to introduce to you a chiddush of my own that is built off of a chiddush that Reb Schechter told me from Soloveitchik, and I'd like to present to you now to answer all these questions.
Why people do this?
What?
Isn't there another question?
Yeah, what?
Because doesn't Tosot say at the end that this what
one guy
applies for the rest of the borough?
Tosfos says what?
Yeah,
right. Right.
According to the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, it would only apply with Moshe, no? Meaning, like, the whole thing with Rabbi Yehuda was because he didn't bring down the Shekhinah.
Right, no, that was Marshall's question.
Okay, fine.
I'll get the question. You're saying it could say 70 and then you know 71. But Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, he doesn't...
No, I'm asking Lou Rabbono. I'm asking, what are we picking on Rabbi Yehuda for? We should have a kasha l'div don.
That's not a proof.
What do you mean, like Rabbi Yoshi Rabbanon?
Yeah.
No, the Gemara says Rabbi Yoshi is only holding like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is saying the Rabbanon don't hold to this. So then why do you need a pasuk?
So you want Rabbi Yehuda to pasuk?
I don't want anything from Rabbi Yehuda.
He dashed into 70, and then the Chachamim say we have the pasuk. We also dashed into 70, but we happen to have. Like,
but we happen to have a svara of Beis Din Shokel.
So then they're basically bringing the same proof. Like the same
no, thing. Because... Yeah. That makes sense, because they have a machlek, it's about Beis Din Shokel, which is apparent in the Gemara. But what do you need an extra pasuk?
The special din.
Special din. Now you're saying Chiddush HaTorah. What's pshat? What's pshat in the special din? Rabbi Isai, let's put on our seatbelts and let's explore. Am I okay?
There were two Gedolim. There were leaders of Klal Yisrael that were named Shmaya and Avtalia. The Gemara in Chagiga says they were leaders of Klal Yisrael, Shmaya and Avtalia, and they were one of the Zugos, the pairs of leading poskim of Am Yisrael. But there are a few sources, starting already from the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and Adius, and from source number 9, the Mishnah in Adios, that says a debate between Shmaya Avtalion and I believe it was Rabbi Akiva, whether or not you're allowed to be a mashka a sota to a ger. Does the din of sota of drinking of giving them the mei chayim Hager, you had a question before?
No, I was answering.
Okay.
Yeah.
To give the mashka mayim chayim, do you give it to the mesota? Sorry, the mesota to the woman who's suspected to have cheated on her husband. Do you give that to a ger also? So Rabbi Akiva says Shmaya Naftalion. Now, what you think Shmaya Naftalion gave it to a ger? It wasn't really a ger. It just looked like a ger. And the Mishnah says that no, they disagreed with him, and they really did give it to a ger because they felt that gerim should be accepted in Am Yisrael just like everyone else, and the same halacha applies. And the Mishnah Adio seems to be mashma that Shmaya and Avtalion were defensive of that, were defending that the fact that gerim are accepted and are just like any other Jew, and that's why, and that Mishnah proves to us that Shmaya and Avtalion were gerim. Another proof that Shmaya and Avtalion were gerim is from the Gemara in Yuma. As Moshe Lifshitz pointed out, Yuma Ayin Aleph, which is our sugya, the sugya of Shivim Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad, Ayin Aleph. So the Gemara, he stole his aura. The Gemara says, what?
Where was the first source?
The Mishnah Adias. And the Tosfos Yontif in Maseches Avos points that out when it introduced Shmaya and Avtalion in the first parak of Mishnayis Avos, that they were Gerim. What's another Gemara that sounds like they were Gerim? Rashi says in Maseches Yuma that the after the Kohen Gadol finished the Avoda, they were walking.
Can you please put away the phone? Tell her to put it away. I'm sorry, we have to pay babysitter.
Shmaya and Avtalion were walking with the Kohen Gadol after the Avoda, and the people started following Shmaya and Avtalion instead of following the Kohen Gadol, and it got, did anyone see the Gemara? It got a little offensive, got a little feisty. And the Kohen Gadol turned around to Shmaya and Avtalion and started dissing them. And what did it say? You were B'nai, anyone remember Lashon of the Gemara? B'nai? Amamaya, good. What does Rashi say, B'nai Mamaya? This Kohen Gadol was a little upset that he wasn't getting the posse, that he wasn't getting the people following him anymore, and they were more into Shmaya and Avtalion Shtichlach Torah. And they said, you Gerim, not accepted. Rashi says that they were B'nai Sancheriv, and they were Gerim, and they were not really Jewish. And Rashi seems to say, B'nai Mamaya, that they are. That is Bnei Ger. So the Tosfos Yontif is the first one to ask this question, based on this Rambam that says Beferish, based on this Rashi in the Gemara and Yuma that sounds like the Yichus of Shmaya and Avtalion was that they are Gerim. So we have a major, major problem on our hands. Why do we have a major, major problem on our hands? Because the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Hayim Bebeis Feder, and it's not just a Rambam; it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos Mem Hayim Bebeis tells us that Rava was machshir a certain person to be what? What does the Gemara in Yevamos say? To be part of the Sanhedrin? Was that it? To be part of the Parnas for Tzedakah. To start collecting money for the Tzibor, one of the official positions of the community. And the Gemara asks, are you allowed to do such a thing, Avitan? Here is going to be this high authority to represent all of Am Yisrael in his job. Hello, doesn't the Gemara say, the Gemara asks in Yevamos Mem Hayim Beis, doesn't the Gemara say that Tosom Tosim Alecha Melech Mikerev Achecha, that all the official positions of authority in Am Yisrael have to be Mikerev Achecha and should not be of Gerim? Max showed me a Tshuva Ramosha that has a discussion whether or not a Rosh Hashiva could be a ger. You got a shiloh to him, Ramesha asks. Ramesha writes in the tshuva, we were talking about it before, Ramesha writes in the tshuva to answer the shiloh, he says, I don't think it's such a covet and a srara to be a Rosh Hashiva. It's, you have an official position, you have to kick people out, you have to keep people in, but like, you know, it's not such a covenant and a sorrow, but Rabbo say it's not so pasha. This is a sugya we alluded to in the past. This is the sugya that discusses whether or not a woman can be a president of a shul.
Can she have that authority? Can she, Rav Moshe thinks, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, can the woman be in charge of a hashkacha organization? Can she have all that authority? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that also. Rav Moshe thinks that it's machlekes, Taisim Bevakama, Daf Tezayin, and the Rambam. Taisim Bevakama had a shita that he thought that Devarah was allowed to be a dayan, and you see from there that a woman can have a higher level authority. But Rav Moshe writes, all the other Rishonim disagree with that. And that's the problem. That's where Rav Moshe thinks that she cannot have this level of authority based on this sugya. So that same sugya applies to a ger. All these sraras, all it's not only, even though the pasuk literally is dealing with a melech, that a ger can't be a melech, but included in that is all these other positions. And when you look up the Rambam, the way the Rambam brings down this halacha in Hilchos Melachim, the end of the Yomar Mekoymes, number 11a, so the Gemara said, by the way, anytime there's an A or a B, that just means that I made the Maram Primus and I have to slip it in afterwards. So 11a, so the Rambam says, quotes this Gemara, and the Rambam says you can't be a Nasi, you can't be an Avbezdin, you can't have any of these positions with authority. So what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha of the Maral? Is that it? A Maral. The Maral asks Rabbi Yisai. Maral and Derech HaChaim and his Perish on Pirkei Avos, how could this be? Therefore, he wants to reject all the sources that we've presented. It must be, like Max Hoffman is saying, that they came from Jewish mothers, but their parents were original Gerim, but they are not Gerim. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Shmaya Naftali can be an Avbezdin. It's against the Gemara in Yivamis. It's against the Rambam in Melachim. There's no other options over here. He has to rearrange Shas. Rabbi Yisai, I understand the kashas. I understand the difficulty, but it's very difficult to erase all the sources that we have that seem to be mashma, that Shmaya and Naftali and Wurtaka, Gerim, why were they allowed to be on the Sanhedrin? So Rav Moshe, actually, it's an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe has some other etzas. Maybe they were never appointed, maybe it was just Memela, they were the Gedolim, and the Isser is not to accept, but the Isser is to appoint. It's an interesting question. But I'd like to present to you a new Mahalach to answer all these kashas. Sorry, not 11a. That's a different Rambam.
That's 9, I think.
Yeah, this is 9? No.
Eight.
No, where's the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim? Oh, no, 11. That was 11. Comes 11a and brings it all home. The Makkah of the Pakish. Anyone have a Rambam here?
Yeah. In the back.
Rambam, I got it. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. I want to read to you this Rambam.
Until when do they sit and when do they get a break? Sanhedrin Ktana, the 23 Dayanim Sanhedrin, Ubezdin Shol Shloisha, Yoishvin Me'achar Tfilas HaShachar, Ad Soif Shei Shol Sayoy. They sit there from the morning, from after Shachris, until the end of 6 hours. This is their hourly schedule, okay? Aval Bezdin HaGodol, but the Bezdin HaGodol, namely, how many Dayanim?
70, 71. We pass in 71. Fine, Machlokes Reb Yehuda Rabbanan.
Hayu Yoishvin, different schedule. Mitomin Shel Shachar, Ad Tomin Shel Bein Arabai. They sit there all day.
Interesting. Why? What's the difference? What's the Rambam's source for such a halacha, Rabbi Yisai?
A Gemara in Sanhedrin where? On Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara in Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis says, talks about the whole history when you had shailas and questions back in the times when there was Bezdin and different Batidinim and Sanhedrin Ktanas in different towns. So you would first ask your Bezdin, then you would ask your Sanhedrin in your town, then you would go to the Harabayis, then you would go up to the Lishkas HaGozes, you go there. And then the Gemara says, and I'll tell you the schedules. And that's exactly what the Rambam's quoting, this Gemara. That the schedule for the Sanhedrin Gedolah, for some odd reason, was that they had to be there all day. Why? Why did they have to work Nebuch? It's like not geschmack. You think about it, guys. Go pre-dental. Why? Because it's because the hours are better, right? So don't be part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah because the hours are not going to be good. That's what comes out of this Rambam. Why? Nebuch, why do they have to put in so many more hours? I would think, if I cared, when you get so high level to be part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, I would think the hours are going to be better. You can have more time to learn. You can sit and be in a koilel now. Why do you have to put in so much time? Why can't the Sanhedrin Gedolim, the Gedolim, why can't they be in koilel? Why can't they go pre-dent? What's going on? But it doesn't stop there, Rabbi Yisai. U'bishaposas v'yomim toivim o yoyoshvim b'beis ha-medrash shebahar Rabbah. Not only this, you're going Sanhedrin Gedolah, you're going that route, you're going pre-Sanhedrin Gedolah. That's what you're majoring in college, pre-Sanhedrin Gedolah. Let me tell you something. You think you have all for Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Not the Rambam. Not only do you have to work all day, it has to be that Sanhedrin Gedolah were paid much more, because like, why would a guy want to do this? Unbelievable. You're giving up all day, you're there all hours, you don't have any time to go to Kayol, you can't sit and learn, you're giving up all that. Not only that, you think you're going to go home Shabbos and Yom Kippur? You're sitting in the Har HaBayis. They exist even on Shabbos and Yom. Whoa. Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Doesn't the Gemara tell me that you're not allowed to don on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Doesn't the Gemara tell me, Beferish, that I can't have a yeshiva's bezdin on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? What in the world is the Rambam talking about? Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Rabbi said you should read this Gemara and say, what in the world is the Rambam saying? Not only is my kashrus about koilel, about going pre-dent shver, and the fact that these guys have to put in so many more hours, they're working on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What's going on here? Rabbi, how beautiful, all the right Rambams. We need to see a Rambam in Hilchos Mamre.
Hilchos what?
Mamre. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the beginning of Hilchos Mamre. Rambam is telling us about this Bezdin HaGadol, this Bezdin of Shiva. Bezdin HaGadol Shub Yerushalayim, says the Rambam, the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Here's the clincher. Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh. They are the Iker Torah Shebal Peh. Veheim Amudei HaOrah Umehem Choyk Umishpot Yoytzei L'chol Yisrael. They are the pillars of teaching of Torah, and from them disseminate the choik and the dinim and the mishpatim and laws yoytze l'chol Yisrael. Va'alein hifticha Torah, and on them the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Torah promises sheneemar al pi haTorah asher yarucha zu mitzvases. When the Torah says al pi haTorah asher yarucha, that there should be Torah taught amongst Am Yisrael, it is referring to through the Bezdin of Shivim. Anyone who believes in Moshe Rabbeinu, one of our Ikare Emuda, ubetayraso in his Torah, chayev lismoich, mase adas alein, ulishan alein. Anyone who believes in Moshe emes v'tayraso emes has to believe in this Bezdin shel Shivim, and has to believe in the Torah that comes out of it. Asoy zokter Rambam Hilchos Mamre, zokter Soloveitchik. Zokter of Soloveitchik, a Yisoid Gadol. Yeah, Zokter, clarification?
Yeah. Rambam's last line, did he specifically say Shivim?
Yeah, the Bezdin HaGadol, that's the Shivim.
But he said Shivim, he didn't say Shivim.
No. He never said that. I added in the number of Shivim. 71, the way the Rambam passes. He just said the language of Bezdin HaGadol. Rabbi Yisai said of Soloveitchik, there's a totally new dimension to the Sanhedrin Gedolah that does not exist in the world of Pesach. They're not just placing. They're not just dealing with those few cases that are at the end of our Mishnah that we spoke about in the first few weeks of yeshiva that there are certain irinidachases and there are certain cases that have to deal with judging the Kohen Gadol that are asher yavoa davra gadol yavirun elecha. The big things, the serious cases have to be judged by not a 23 court, but barad 71 court. No! The Rambam and Ilchus Mamrim is telling you that the Sanhedrin Ktayla were the source for Torah Shemal Peh. They were a walking Ktayla, said Rav Soloveitchik. They had a dimension, and said Rav Soloveitchik, more important and more often associated with the Sanhedrin Ktayla was the source of Torah Shemal Peh more than the random cases that happened to be brought to them to Paskin in these unique cases like an Ir Nidachas, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us never even existed, lo hoya v'lo yiyya, because it's impossible to have it. That was more of the Shem Bez and Agadol. Center of Solovich, when you think about a Bez and Agadol, don't think about the Mishnah and the few random cases that are some even non-existent, that barely ever came up, in terms of psak, that you needed to paskin a shayla with 71. The way you should associate a bezdin agadol, the number 71, as the Rambam in Ochos Mamrim tells us, the dimension of being the source of Torah Shabbat. Outside of the world of psak, outside of the world of diunim, outside of the world of din Torah. Im kain. If that's right, now I go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Paragimel, and I reread the hourly wages. And I reread the Rambam. And I now understand what's going on a little bit over here. When I asked, why is it that the Sanhedrin Gedolah can't learn in Kailo, I was totally off because I didn't learn Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim. The reason they're putting in all day is because that's exactly what they are. They are a Kailo. Yeah, they happen to have to paskin in few certain cases that the other guys can't take care of. But they're not a bezdin entirely. That's only one small dimension of their responsibilities. Be'etzem, they're a koilel and a source for Torah Shabbat Peh, like the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim is telling us. And therefore, there's a much more fundamental role that plays by different hours that can even exist on Shabbos and Yontif when the koilel continues. And the source of Torah Shabbat Peh and Talmud Torah continues. And the days that they work are totally different than the classic 23, three dayanim, the classic Batei Dinim. And therefore the Rambam says they sit there all day, they have a different schedule, they don't go to learn in Kolo because they are a Kolo, and they also meet on Shabbos and Yontif. Because this is a new dimension that doesn't exist in any other Bezdin. Every other Bezdin is all about paskening the Shailos. That's it. About their diunim, about the way they paskin, the way they solve these issues. That's it. When it comes to the Bezdin HaGadol, no. The Bezdin of 71, no. There's a totally new dimension. If anything, that might be more fundamental. Comes along with Soloveitchik and says, you have all these kashas. The Maharal says it's impossible. Shemai and Avtalion were actually Gerim. And we're ripping up the Shtari Yuchsin. We're taking the family tree of Shmai and Avtalion. And although the Gemara and Yuma and all these sources, the Rambam and Mishnah and Eidio seem to be mashma, that Shmai and Avtalion were actually Gerim. And the Derech HaChaim, the Maharal says, can't be. Because the Gemara and Yevamos tells me then they can't be part of the authority. They can't be on the Sanhedrin. They can't be the leaders of the Sanhedrin. Well, what's going on over here? Can't be. So therefore, it must be that we got the families mixed up. We got to rip up all these Gemaras that seem to be mashma that they're Gerim. No! No, Seraph Soloveitchik. They were part of the Sanhedrin. Shmai and Avtalion were full-fledged Gerim like the Gemara in Yuma says. Like the Mishnah in Nidus is mashma. They're Gerim Gemurim. And that's when they got insulted. In the Gemara and Yuma, from the Kohen Gadol, they were Gerim. Aye, how are they sitting on the Sanhedrin Gedolah? Sanhedrin Gedolah is not only about Psak. Sanhedrin Gedolah is also about the source of Torah Shabbat Peh. And if for that aspect you're qualified, and you're the biggest Talmud Chacham, and you're a leader in your generation, so you'll be part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah for the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, for the source and the Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh. And in the small times that they had to pass it a halacha on an ir nidachas, which never happened, So then Shmaya and Avtalion would leave. Shmaya and Avtalion would not paskin, because they wouldn't be able to suffice for the Gemara in Yevamos that they were getting a srara, a position of authority. Okay, but for Rove of the Zman and for what most of the time the Sanhedrin Gedolah represented, Shmaya and Avtalion, you better believe it, were included, and they were the leaders of Torah Shebaal Peh. Avada, you can be the leader of that and be the biggest Talmud Chacham no matter what your background's from, no matter who your parents are. It's a technicality, like Abbe Psak, okay. But Sanhedrin Gedolah wasn't there for the most part for Psak. Just like we show in the hourlies, just like we show in the Shabbos and Yontif schedule. So Shmaya and Avtalion took a role and part and parcel of that schedule. Rabbi Isai, Rav Shechter said when I was sitting in Shir, the Svara to answer the Kasha of the Gemara we asked, if Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the Svara of Bezdin Naita, in all other Batei Dinim, so why suddenly does he feel that it's okay to split when it comes to the Sanhedrin of Shivim? Suggested Rav Shechter Alpir of Soloveitchik, maybe that's the answer. Because Sanhedrin is not really about Psak. Sanhedrin, for the most part, the Rambam is telling us, is the Mesoirei Torah Shebaal Peh. They represent the Amud Hahara, the source of Torah. For that reason, it's much less of a necessity for you to have a Bez Dinoite. So maybe the Gemara was assuming this halacha when it comes to Sanhedrin, which entirely is really not a Poiske, Dayone, Psakdin halacha, but more Mesoirei Torah Shebaal Peh, the source of emanating Torah. Maybe it's more Nitan Rabbi Isai, says Rav Shechter, to have an even Bezdin, even though it might not work out for every single case. So Rabbi Isai, I added on to Rabbi Shechter and I said to him, if that's good, the true Rabbi Isai, maybe that could even be used to answer Tosis Kasha, that the Marsha is very upset with his answer. Rabbi Isai said to Hilug of Tosis, I have a steer in Gemaris. In one place, Rabbi Yehuda says you can have a Bezdin Shel Shivim. But in the other place, in the Gemara, in Sukkah, it says Rabbi Yehuda even agrees that it should be Bezdin Shel Shivim to Echad. And now, Tosis gets stuck and says, no, maybe there was one guy there, but he wasn't included. Marsha says you didn't learn Sanhedrin Tazayin of Abiz. But Farish Korinth, Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe was or wasn't included. It was Shivim, was Shivim. What you talking about? I'm suggesting the following Chiddush, and it's a big Chiddush. But if the suggestion of Rav Soloveitchik is correct, maybe one could suggest that Rabbi Yehuda accepted the number of Shivim of a Bez Din Shakol for the Kolel aspect and the Amud Hora aspect of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, but maybe the true answer of the Gemara and Sukkah, why it says Ayin Aleph, because Rabbi Yehuda agreed that when you kicked out Shmaya and Avtalion, when you had to get the Sanhedrin to take a new role, and to really actually paskin la'alocha, maybe you actually needed a Bezdin Nota at that time. Maybe you actually needed a 71 Dayanim in such a scenario. So maybe Rav Shechter's suggestion is so correct that maybe we can take it and just be maisif to answer Tosis Kasha between the chiluk of 71 versus 70, even within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Isai, what I'd like to point out to you is if Rav Shechter's answer is correct, another Hosafa. This might not only even be true within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, but it might even be true within the world of who, Abitan? Within the world of who, tell me the name? The Rabbanu. Because the Gemara said, without the Imcha, without the Pasuk, even according to Rabbanan, I wouldn't have had a problem with Bez Din Shakol. It was only a Gzeris HaKosov to tell me the Hisyatzvu Imcha. That what, Rabbi Isai? That I need to have 71 according to the Rabbanon. Which means the mashmos of the Gemara is that what? I could have sufficed with a Bez Din Shakol even according to the Mandomer that I paskin like without that other added pasuk. Even according to who? Not only Rabbi Yehuda, even according to who? Even according to the Rabbanon. Wow! You should all yell at me. Chawa, kedat you be bezdin shoko maze. I don't understand. Rabbanon always hold a bezdin shoko being a problem. Not when it comes to something that represents a koilo. Not when it comes to something that, for the most part, gerim were allowed to be accepted. Not for when it comes to something that is not only about psak and is not only about diunim. So not only do we answer, suggest an answer, even within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, to the Stira and Gemaras, and we don't get stuck with the Marashos Kasha on places, but we even explain the Yisod of the Gemara from the Gemara on Tezayin of Abayz, according to this Yisod of Rav Soloveitchik, and the Yisod that Rav Shechter already applied to the Gemara, I'm just taking a few steps further. Rabbi, I have one other Kasha for you. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Gimel on the base and other areas as well. That how do you know in certain scenarios that you need 71 Nayonim? So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Yud Gimel on the base, Moshe b'makom shivin ve'echad koi. Did anyone see this Gemara? Gemara says wherever Moshe Rabbeinu was applied to a certain halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu represented 71 dayanim. So Frekta Tosis Yontif Akasha in Sanhedrin. If the Gemara darshins that the reason why Rabbanu needs 71 dayanim on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is because I have Esfali Shivim Ish, and I add to the 70 what? V'hisyatzvu Imcha. Who do I add to the 70? Moshe Rabbeinu, Frekta Tosis Yontif. But if the Gemara tells me in numerous places that I could have the source of 71 Dayanim because Moshe Rabbeinu was required, and Moshe Rabbeinu represents 71 Dayanim, so how many Dayanim should I need? Frekta Tosis Yontif, 141. That's the Tosis Yontif's kash. How does everything jive? The Mara says beferish that there are kamadinim that are learned out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu existed in those parshos. Moshe b'makom ayin aleph koy. One of the Gemaras I told you is Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Aveis. It's found in other Gemaras as well. Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom ayin aleph. Rashi ala Torah quotes this often. So frek the Tosis Yontif. So now when you're learning the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Aveis and the Gemara is saying how did the Rabbanim derive that you have 71 dayanim as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda have 70 dayanim? So the Gemara says, well, the Pasuk says, Esva la shivim ish, gather for me 70 dayanim, v'hisyatzvu imcha, and they should stand with you. The Rabbanan say, with you, imcha ba'adayu, ato oimed al gabehem. You are going to stand on top of them, you are included in the cheshbon, 70 plus 1, who did it before, Morris said, 70 plus 1, do it again? 71, thank you. Frekta toisis yantif, Morris sits wrong. It's not 70 plus 1, it's 70 plus 71. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represents Ayin Aleph. So why shouldn't we need a new number in our Mishnah to need what? Accounting majors? 141. Good Kasha? Zok the Heilige Briskerov. Zok the Briskerov, the last that your Mar Mekoymus, I'm skipping to the bottom. It's in the Beis Alevi Ala Torah in the stencils. If anyone has a Beis Alevi Ala Torah, if you look back in the Beis Alevi Ala Torah, you'll see like computer, like notes, not like a regular script of print for the Sefer. It's the stencils from the Briskerov. Might be stolen. Said the Briskerov, that was the Reb Chaim, exactly. Said the Briskerov, the din of Moshe Rabbeinu b'makom ayin aleph existed up until one parsha in the Torah. And from that parsha in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his status of being 71. That parsha in the Torah was parsha of Baal Lois. Once the Rabbeinu Shalom introduced the Gemara and Daf Tezayin of Beis to say, Esva Lashivim Ish, you should now get 70 Sanhedrin. So no longer did Moshe Rabbeinu have that status of being B'makom 71. And that's the answer to the Tosis Yontif. And he proves it. He says, because the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says when you point a melech, you needed Moshe Rabbeinu, you needed the Bez Din, and you needed the Navi. When he appointed Yoshua, when he continued, Frekta Brisker Rav, what Maishra Rabbeinu needed to be there as the first Melech. So what do I need? What do I need a Sanhedrin? I have a Sanhedrin there. Maishra Rabbeinu is a Sanhedrin. Must be, says the Brisker Rav, no, this Yisod. Exactly what I'm saying in Baal Yischa. Once the Rabbeinu Shalom introduced that you're going to have 70 physical Dayanim, that you're going to have Esfal Hashivim Ish, there's actually going to be a physical Sanhedrin of numbers. Moshe Rabbeinu lost his status of representing the number 71, and Moshe Rabbeinu only existed as what? As a plus one, as a 70 plus one. And therefore, that resolves the Tosis Yom Tov Kasha, and in Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the sugya of Rav Bedini Nefashos. I'm sorry, with the Hemshech of the sugya, and then we'll go to Rav Bedini Nefashos. We have to learn the Chidushi Aran's Pshat in our Gemara. That's going to go open to us to a Yisod in Shas, brought down by the Taz in Or HaChaim, and also the Taz in Yerideya, but I had Rachmanis on you, and I didn't put the Taz in Yerideya on, because it's the longest Taz in Yerideya. Yeah, I'm running.